The scariest thing of all. There was plenty that was scary in Sleepy Hollow, including the gloomy town square and the Headless Horseman statue. There were weird, menacing creatures walking the sidewalks, just ready to creep you out. Most of the streets had eerie names: Witchbroom Road, Conical Hat Avenue. Even the weather was a bit out of the ordinary in Sleepy Hollow. It seemed that autumn was always in the air, as the sweet, nutty brown aromas of fall and Halloween wafted about. Yes, there was a lot of which to be scared. At Sleepy Hollow Middle School, however, the scariest thing of all was the students. This seemed especially true around Halloween, when competitive excitement ran high over who would win the annual Scary Talent Show. Harry Moon, an eighth-grade aspiring magician, would be a shoo-in for the win, as he was wonderful with table magic, like card tricks, vanishing scarves, and pulling toy rabbits out of his top hat. But Titus Kleegor, the school bully, had the resources and the sizzle to beat Harry Moon. Last year, Titus and his buddies won the Scary Talent Show with a singing review of Tonight We Party. They were only in seventh grade at the time, but they still won. Normally, the win was reserved for the eighth graders. Titus's guys, the maniacs, had dressed in classic monster gear: the mummy, Frankenstein, the werewolf, and Dracula. Their singing was pretty good, too. Titus's dad, Maximus Kleegor, was not only the mayor of Sleepy Hollow, but he ran the most successful costume shop in town, Chilly Willy's. Titus had had a big advantage over everyone else, since Chilly Willy's had dressed Titus and his friends in the most outrageous, horrifying outfits that money could buy. Besides, everyone was afraid of Titus. Who wanted to be stuffed in their locker by the maniacs? This year, Pain in the Butt Titus planned to win again with a singing review entitled Let's Get Hysterical, comprised of movie monsters Freddy, Jason, the werewolf, and Jigsaw. But there was a chill in the air. Word had spread that Harry Moon was out to win the contest, which made Titus and the maniacs crazy mad. Tenacious and hard-working, Harry had been practicing his magic tricks every night after school in the Performing Arts Center on campus. Miss Pryor, the drama teacher who all the guys wished they could kiss, rumor had it that Titus had planted one on her lips last year on her birthday, was in charge of the Scary Talent Show. She had told her class that Harry Moon was the guy to watch.
"One day," Miss Pryor said, "Harry Moon could be as good as Elvis Gold."
"Whew!" said many in the schoolroom.
The class was astonished by the teacher's praise.
Elvis Gold was the most wonderfully magical magician in America. Just last week, Elvis Gold, locked in chains and frozen in a block of ice in the Hudson River, escaped certain death on screens all over the world. Harry had watched it dozens of times on his phone. Titus Kleegor did not enjoy hearing that Miss Pryor was glowing about Harry Moon. This meant competition for him. Titus was accustomed to getting his way and keeping control of the kids. He had to win the Scary Talent Show at any cost. Titus Kleegor had never liked Harry Moon one bit, which was not a good thing for Harry. Titus was huge, a good foot and a half taller than Harry. He had a ginormous head and broad shoulders. He was one of the first guys to be able to make a really loud whistle without using his fingers. He had learned that from his uncle, who, rumor had it, was in jail for stealing beers. The worst of it was that Titus was reckless. His hormones were raging. He even had 9 chin whiskers when he was in fourth grade. Now, in eighth grade, he was wildly out of control. The only thing Titus did have under control was the way he moved. He didn't walk through corridors like the other guys. He swaggered. It was this swagger that he was showing off later that day when he confronted Harry Moon outside of the cafeteria.
"Listen, runt," said Titus as he grabbed Harry by the collar outside the cafeteria.
Titus slammed him against the wall.